This is a Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the Pirate Radio Studios in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jackie Drake.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jackie Drake. Thanks for joining us tonight. We've got a great show coming up.
That's right. Our guest tonight is Laura Brin from the Class of 1999. She is the Director of Global Communications at Duke University.
That's right. She handles all of Duke's international communications with a wide range of countries, and she's doing a lot of good things in higher education, and we are looking forward to talking with her shortly.
Yes, but before we get to that, we are coming off of a great homecoming weekend. So good to see alumni return back to East Carolina to celebrate reunions or participate in our many homecoming activities. And, of course, to beat the Golden Hurricane of Tulsa 58-24 to run our record now to 7-2 and in great position to at least host and win the Conference USA Championship.
Yeah, I think things are in a really good place right now. That was such an exciting game. There were so many great plays. There's interception as well. That was just a great, exciting game to watch. So I know alumni really had a good time coming back to the stadium to see that. And we had several reunion events. We had a Black Alumni Chapter reunion. We had our Collegians and ECTC reunions. So we are really proud to host reunions for all those groups, and I think it was just a really good time for everybody.
That's right. A great weekend had by all. Well, you know, it's hard to believe, but tomorrow is the last home football game of the season. The Pirates will take on the Blazers from UAB at 2 o'clock in Dowdy Ficklin Stadium, and boy, the season has flown by.
I know. I can't believe how fast it's gone by, but it's sure to be a very exciting time tomorrow.
That's right. Our last alumni tailgate will be tomorrow from 11:30 to 1:30. We'll have a buffet catered by Aramark and our friends at Trips Restaurant. We'll have a great crowd of alumni who love East Carolina, and of course, we'll have live music, raffle prizes, a kids area, all in a family-friendly atmosphere at the alumni tailgate.
Any remaining tickets will be sold at the door, and alumni tailgate tickets are $10 for members, $25 for non-members, and free for kids under 12.
And don't forget, we're also hosting an away tailgate at North Carolina State on November 23rd. Kickoff for that game has been set for 12:30, so tailgate will be from 10 to noon. It's a great way for us to support the Pirates while they're on the road.
Yeah, definitely. ECU versus NC State is always a big game, so be sure to get your tickets in advance and get them soon.
That's right. We couldn't put on such great tailgates throughout the season without our help from our sponsors. Special thanks to Aramark, Liberty Mutual, Lowe's, WITN, Dickies, R.A. Jeffries, Coca-Cola, and Occasions Party and Tent Rentals for their support of the alumni tailgate.
We are also at the Alumni Association getting ready for another round of networking events across the Pirate Nation.
That's right. Our networking events are a great way for Pirates to meet other Pirates in their area and to develop in their careers. We'll have an evening networking reception in Wilmington on December 9th and a networking breakfast in New Bern the next morning on December 10th, a networking lunch in Washington on December 12th. So it looks like we're going to hit the East with these networking events coming up.
Our networking events are open to all alumni, but don't forget, Alumni Association members get discounted tickets as part of their benefits. Find out more at piratealumni.com/networking events or just give us a call at 800-ECU-GRAD.
And speaking of professional pirates, the Alumni Association has started a new Pirate Alumni Business Directory. This is a great way for pirates to promote their business to other pirates.
That's right. Businesses owned by ECU alumni can get listed for free for the first 90 days if they sign up by January 31st. And any alumni can search the directory for pirate-owned businesses for free anytime.
And, Jackie, we've already got 60 businesses so far, so it's off to a great start. We'll have everything listed at www.piratebusinessdirectory.com. There's also a mobile app version, so be on the lookout for that as well.
And before we forget, before we close here, we've also got a new student event coming up in December, right, Paul?
That's right. We usually host our senior celebration dinner before commencement in the spring, but starting this year, we'll be holding one in the fall for the December graduates. If you know an ECU senior who is graduating this December, be sure to attend the senior celebration dinner on Thursday, December 12th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Murphy Center near Dowdy Ficklin Stadium. We will celebrate the accomplishments of the fall graduates of the class of 2013. Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Make the Alumni Association tailgate part of your game day tradition. Leave the grill at home and join our family-friendly atmosphere 2.5 hours prior to kickoff. With live entertainment, games for the kids, ECU raffle prizes, food catered by local restaurants, and pirate beverages, the Alumni tailgate is fun for all. Tickets are on sale now and are $10 for Alumni Association members and $25 for non-members. Children under 12 are free. Call 800-ECU-GRAD to get your Alumni tailgate tickets today. Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
At the East Carolina Alumni Association, we believe in staying connected to ECU.
Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more.
But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube.
Visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD for more information. Stay connected to ECU through your East Carolina Alumni Association. Do you believe in ECU?
The East Carolina Alumni Association believes in ECU and all of its graduates. We believe in advancing the reputation of our university. We believe in the power of the Pirate Alumni Network. We believe in enhancing the student experience on campus. And we believe in maintaining a lifelong relationship with East Carolina.
If you believe in East Carolina, then join the Alumni Association today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com/join today.
We believe.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Our guest today is Laura Brin from the class of 1999. Laura is the Director of Global Communications at Duke University. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here with you.
Let's start right at the very beginning and tell our listeners how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Sure. So I think being a pirate is actually in my blood. I'm a third-generation pirate. My grandmother graduated from ECTC, and my parents both graduated from ECU in the early 70s. So I think it was, you know, destiny for me. I spent a lot of time in Greenville as I was growing up with my grandparents and spending time with them there in the summers. So when I started to look at colleges and figure out where the right place for me was, I realized ECU was somewhere where I could have all of the benefits of being at a large university, but also have the experience of being in a place that felt kind of like home to me. I was lucky enough to be offered the opportunity to be part of the what was then the Honors Program and is now the Honors College, and that really helped make a big, large university a smaller place where I felt really comfortable finding my way in the community.
So what's one of your favorite memories of your time at ECU?
Gosh, you know, I think it's hard to identify just one favorite memory. I think everyone who attended ECU probably understands there's just a feeling when you're on campus that ECU has a special vibe and a great feeling when you're there and part of the community. And I think all of the people who I was really close with while I was in school, I'm still close with now. And so I think more than anything, it's just the relationships and the friendships that I took away that are still with me now, and that, you know, I still get that same feeling when I go back to campus now.
You know, Laura, our alumni often tell us that it's the people of East Carolina that make it such a special place. Were there people here who inspired you or made your experience especially memorable?
Absolutely. I think, you know, particularly for me academically, the faculty in the communication department, where I was a communication and a German major, and in the communication department, the faculty there really took an interest in me and the things that I wanted to do and learn. Dr. Allen, who was the chair of the department there, helped guide me through and helped me figure out what was the best path through my major and my 4 years at ECU to help me get the things that I wanted out of that, encouraged me to take on internships and really supported me in pursuing internships that would help me in my career and setting me up for my first job and career going on from there. It was just really a really warm experience and a department where it was small enough that they could take an interest in an individual student and help each of us reach our goals.
We're talking with Laura Brim from the class of 1999. She's the Director of Global Communications at Duke, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me.
Well, Laura, you mentioned you double majored in communications and German. Tell us how you decided to do that, and how did you get into communications, and was that something you always wanted to do?
I think I've always enjoyed writing and storytelling and communicating. So as I came into ECU, I knew I wanted to be a communication major and pursued that from the beginning. What I didn't know was that the ECU department had a strong focus on health communication and applying research to communications. So that was something that I gained from that experience that really has helped me in my career. I had already studied German in high school and continued that at ECU and was really lucky to spend my whole junior year of ECU studying abroad in Germany. And that was an experience that really shaped me and my interests. And when I came back from that year, I said, okay, yeah, I really enjoyed this, and I think I want to add on this second major in German just to make it official.
So, Laura, how did your experience at ECU prepare you for your career? Talk a little bit about, you know, the positions that you had leading up to becoming the Director of Global Communications at Duke.
Sure. So I think my experience at ECU prepared me with both the skills for the career and for my first job and ongoing jobs after that, but then also just gave me the mindset and I think attitude about approaching my work that has also helped me as I've progressed through my career. So in communication, the fundamental skills that we started learning and working on day one at ECU, writing, storytelling, how to promote things, those are things I still use every day in my role. I've worked in a large PR agency in New York doing health communications, and then now I've been at Duke University for 12 years in different roles, and I still use those skills every day. As part of my experience at ECU was that I did a senior honors thesis and a research project in communications. So the things I learned there about research methods and how academic research works, as I then moved on and am working in a university setting, those have been so fundamental to my career and helping me promote what we do here at Duke University and tell the world the value of the research and the other activities that are happening at our university. I wouldn't be able to do that without the skills I learned at ECU. And at the time I was learning those things, I really did not know that they would be something that I would apply so directly in my career in the future. And then I would say the other thing that, you know, really prepared me for my career is just the global exposure and the fact that I had the opportunity to spend a year of college studying in Germany, supported by ECU, and as part of my ECU program. Living in another culture, being outside of your comfort zone, attending classes fully in another language and learning to function that way, that was such a learning and growth experience for me, and it's something that I continue to use every day now in my role doing global communications. I'm doing cross-cultural activities every day and working across cultures to achieve our goals. It really, I think, prepared me in a wonderful way for what ended up being the career I've chosen.
So tell us about a typical day on the job as the Global Communications Director. I imagine there must be a wide range of different countries that you all communicate with.
There are a wide range of countries that we communicate with and things we do. The one thing I love about my job is that there is not a typical day. It's a very varied activities that I do, and you never know when you come into work one day, you think you're going to be doing one thing, and by 10 in the morning, you know, there's something completely new that's come up, either in a good or bad way, that becomes your focus for that day. I do a lot of work in terms of communication strategy and figuring out how we take the things that we do at Duke here in the U.S. and adapt them as we move around the world. What is the best way to do social media in other countries? And, you know, do Facebook and Twitter work for that? In some countries they do, but in other countries there are other things we need to do. I work with reporters around the world in telling the story of Duke Research and Duke's educational programs and trying to help people around the world understand what we do at Duke and the value it provides.
You're listening to A Pirate Site for Me, and we're talking with Laura Brin from the Class of 99. She's the Director of Global Communications at Duke University. So, Laura, what are some of the challenges you face, and how do you overcome those challenges in your role at Duke?
I think all of us who work in communications, especially since I graduated in 99, we've seen a complete revolution in the communications field. When I graduated, people were still faxing news releases to reporters. Now that's unheard of. We, you know, the online communications and social media were really just taking off. Social media had not taken off yet at that point. So all of us who work in the field now are constantly adapting our ways of working and our best practices to these new tools and channels that are available to us, and also that challenge us to operate in different ways. When I graduated from ECU and got my first job, there was a pretty standard news cycle that you could follow throughout the day, and you knew what time a reporter was going on deadline and what time the major papers would be coming out the next morning. And now that still happens in the traditional print world, but we also have everyone online and everything is instantaneous. And it's been an exciting challenge for all of us who work in communications to figure out how to adapt and change and adapt our practices so that we can still do our jobs most effectively in this kind of new world of communications. I would say for the other challenge that I face on a daily basis is cultural differences, working across time zones. I'm working on a large project in China now, and so we're not only working across a 13-hour time difference right now, but just across kind of basic understandings and cultural expectations that make you need to be very explicit in how you do your work and work with colleagues. We have to, you know, on a regular basis, I'll say, okay, I'm going to say something very frank here, and I want you to give me very frank feedback to make sure we're on the same page. And we generally wouldn't be that explicit working with colleagues here in the U.S., but it's we've found that if you assume you know how something is going to be understood in another culture, you're probably going to be wrong. So it takes extra time and effort to overcome that and make sure that we're communicating clearly with colleagues and with our audiences in other countries.
So what's your favorite part of the job?
My favorite part of my job, I think, is the challenge and that it changes every day. The world of higher education is changing, the world of communications is changing, and I can't come in and just do something today the way we've always done it, because we've always done it that way. So I'm constantly challenged to find new ways of doing things and new ways of achieving our goals. And I love that. I love that there's not a roadmap for what we're doing all the time, but that we're taking best practices, things we've developed here at Duke and in higher education and in communications generally over time, and then we figure out what can we take from that and how do we need to do it differently to achieve something that we're trying to do.
So, Laura, what do you consider your greatest accomplishment?
Well, I think, honestly, for me, it's probably that I have been able to achieve new things in my career and maintain a pretty demanding job and career at the same time that I have a rewarding and active family life. I think we hear people talk about working women and the challenges of raising a family while having a career all the time, but it really is real, and it's something that on a daily basis I feel like if I've done a good job at work and I've done a good job with my family and trying to keep that all together and moving forward, I feel that that is actually a tremendous accomplishment.
Well, Laura, we'd like to thank you for being on the show and allowing us to share your story with the Pirate Nation. It's accomplishments of alumni like you that increase the value of every East Carolina degree, and for that we're truly grateful.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Stay tuned to A Pirate Site for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
Do you believe in ECU?
The East Carolina Alumni Association believes in ECU and all of its graduates. We believe in advancing the reputation of our university. We believe in the power of the Pirate Alumni Network. We believe in enhancing the student experience on campus. And we believe in maintaining a lifelong relationship with East Carolina.
If you believe in East Carolina, then join the Alumni Association today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com/join today. We believe.
At the East Carolina Alumni Association, we believe in staying connected to ECU.
Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more.
But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube.
Visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD for more information. Stay connected to ECU through your East Carolina Alumni Association.
Make the Alumni Association tailgate part of your game day tradition. Leave the grill at home and join our family-friendly atmosphere 2.5 hours prior to kickoff. With live entertainment, games for the kids, ECU raffle prizes, food catered by local restaurants, and pirate beverages, the Alumni Tailgate is fun for all. Tickets are on sale now and are $10 for Alumni Association members and $25 for non-members. Children under 12 are free. Call 800-ECU-GRAD to get your Alumni Tailgate tickets today.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to A Pirate's Life for Me. Thanks again to Laura Brin from the class of 1999 for coming on the show and letting us share her story with the Pirate Nation.
She's doing some great work in higher education, so it was great to talk with her.
Absolutely. Well, now is the time of the show where we like to ask, are you a member?
The number one reason to join the East Carolina Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But there are so many reasons to join. Our members believe in their Alumni Association membership because of all the ways we connect them to each other and to ECU.
At the East Carolina Alumni Association, we believe. We believe our impact on the student experience is integral to building lifelong relationships with the university.
That's right. The Alumni Association offers alumni scholarships to the best and brightest students at ECU, and we also sponsor several student organizations.
Our groups like the Magnolia Bells and Forever Pirates allow our students to access leadership, service, and networking opportunities to make the most of their time on campus. Become a member to help us support current students and enhance their campus experience so they continue to stay involved and give back to ECU.
Show you believe in East Carolina by joining the Alumni Association today. There are many benefits of membership, but we encourage alumni to join not just for what they get, but for what they can give. Your membership allows us to strengthen the university, sponsor student organizations, fund scholarships, recognize faculty, honor alumni, and keep everyone connected throughout the Pirate Nation.
Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and that you'll join us again next Friday. Our guest will be Winterville Police Chief Ryan Wilhite, who got his master's in 2012.
That's right. Tune in next week right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 for another episode of A Pirate's Life for Me. Thanks to our producers, Shirley Rhodes and Clip Brock. And until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
You've been listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the kings of the AM dial.